Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. I have this flyer. I guess Steve had this. It's the Home Run Derby. St. John's Central Academy, middle school baseball and softball players. That's this Saturday, the 15th. It's March 15th. Saturday, March 15. Softball is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Baseball, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And trophies for all the winners and runners up. Cost of $20 per participant. Get in touch with St. John's Central Academy Home Run Derby, I guess, for more information. So St. John Central Academy, great people there. Janetta Yeagle is just the best. Honest to God, she's absolutely the best. All right, more from the big speech last night. This grand slam that Donald Trump hit, it was just absolutely amazing. Here he talks about protecting children.
The administration is also working to protect our children from toxic ideologies in our schools. A few years ago, January, Little John and her husband discovered that their daughter's school had secretly socially transitioned their 13-year-old little girl. Teachers and administrators conspired to deceive January and her husband while encouraging her daughter to use a new name and pronouns. They, them pronoun, actually, all without telling January, who is here tonight and is now a courageous advocate against this form of child abuse. January, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Stories like this are why, shortly after taking office, I signed an executive order banning public schools from indoctrinating our children with transgender ideology. I also signed an order to cut off all taxpayer funding to any institution that engages in the sexual mutilation of our youth. And now I want Congress to pass a bill permanently banning and criminalizing sex changes on children and forever ending the lie that any child is trapped in the wrong body. This is a big lie. And our message to every child in America is that you are perfect exactly the way God made you. Because we're getting wokeness out of our schools and out of our military, and it's already out, and it's out of our society. We don't want it. Wokeness is trouble. Wokeness is bad.
No question about it. Again, he hit a grand slam. There's one last one that I want to play. Well, here's the other one. This is the little boy who had brain cancer and had surgery, and all he wanted was to be a police officer, and they did something very special for him last night. And again, the Democrats refused to applaud even this little boy. And you could see the scar across his skull. It's unbelievable. And they still would not applaud or cheer anything. And this is probably one of the most important moments in this little baby's life.
Daniel is 13 years old, and he has always dreamed of becoming a police officer. But in 2018, DJ was diagnosed with brain cancer. The doctors gave him 5 months at most to live. That was more than 6 years ago. Since that time, DJ and his dad have been on a quest to make his dream come true, and DJ has been sworn in as an honorary law enforcement officer, actually a number of times. The police love him, the police departments love him. And tonight, DJ, we're going to do you the biggest honor of them all. I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
There wasn't a dry eye in the House, except for the Democrats. Here, this poor little child, 13-year-old boy, brain cancer, surgeries, African-American, by the way, and everyone was just, in love with this kid, and they made him an honorary Secret Service agent. Everybody's standing up, applauding, probably the best day of his life, except the Democrats. Except the Democrats. For them, it was just... Honestly, it's just, I've never in my life seen a political party that has committed such political suicide. Behaving the way they behaved last night, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Just the pettiness, the meanness was just... amazing. All right, one last time I'm going to play this because I just think it's just hilarious. Hold on a second here. Let me just get this back up here for you. All right. This was the best line of the evening. I played it for you once. Let me play it for you one last time here. And I got one last audio clip here for you. But this was the mic drop moment.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
It's a great line, I got to tell you. It's absolutely a great line. And the ending, let me get the ending here. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. All right. The last thing that I'm going to play for you, the last audio clip, is the end. He ends in a little different way. Normally it's about make America great again, make America strong again, that line. Not last evening, but still very, very powerful. So we're going to wrap it up with this, and then that'll go into our regular closing, which is Donald Trump doing the Pledge of Allegiance while the January 6th Political Prisoner Chorus sings the national anthem. But don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And you get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's... the audio path of totality. All right, so let's play the ending here with Donald Trump, and then we'll sign out with what we normally do with Trump doing the national anthem and the January 6th political prisoner choir.
Our greatest era, with God's help, over the next 4 years, we are going to lead this nation even higher, and we are going to forge the freest, most advanced, most dynamic, and most dominant civilization ever to exist on the face of this earth. We are going to create the highest quality of life, build the safest and wealthiest and healthiest and most vital communities anywhere in the world. We are going to conquer the vast frontiers of science, and we are going to lead humanity into space and plant the American flag on the planet Mars and even far beyond. And through it all, we are going to rediscover the unstoppable power of the American spirit. And we are going to renew unlimited promise of the American dream. Every single day, we will stand up and we will fight for the country our citizens believe in and for the country our people deserve. My fellow Americans, get ready for an incredible future because the golden age of America has only just begun. It will be like nothing that has ever been seen before. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. This will be
that'll be it for today. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Steve Novotny today, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll probably see me at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool on Hall Street right next to Herb Electric for the steel sale.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.